Well, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. Happy Monday to you. My name is Dean Fulks and I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint. I do the majority of teaching at the Lewis Center campus. We jumped back into our series this past weekend called The Dumb Tax. The big idea for the series is that God is faithful even when we are not. And we've talked about this kind of dumb tax cycle of rebel, repent, repeat that the children of Israel were just on in this season of the judges. They would find themselves in a point of humility where they cried out to God and God would send a judge and deliver them. And then they would kind of get to a point of prosperity, and prosperity always seemed to lead them to self-sufficiency. This past week, we looked at Gideon, and the situation with Gideon was just a little bit different maybe than the prior weeks in terms of the oppression of the Midianites. I kind of call them Midian moments. For us, what I thought was different about Gideon and the oppression of the Midianites is that in Gideon's family, for example, they had idol gods at their house. They had an altar to Baal. They had an Asherah pole, and yet they still struggled with the oppression of the Midianites. And it was interesting to me that right after God calls Gideon, really the first thing he does is he said, listen, we can't have you having an Asherah pole and a Baal altar at your house. If you're going to be the leader, you can't have a little bit of Midian. And so we talked about these Midian moments, the times in our lives where we have this acceptable amount of rebellion in our lives that God is trying to help us get rid of. And so sometimes we're experiencing the consequences of what, you know, I would call occupation, right? This acceptable amount of rebellion in our lives causes consequences. And so what we tend to do is we tend to say to God, take away the consequences. But God, in his kindness, sometimes allows consequences in our lives because he doesn't want us to just be delivered physically from circumstances. He wants us to be delivered spiritually. And so one of the questions that we dealt with is, how do you know? How do you know if you have an idol in your backyard or in the backyard of your heart, so to speak? We just talked about a few questions. Number one, are you engaging? So are you engaging God's word? There's 66 books, right? There's a lot of stuff in there. And we have to engage God's word on a regular basis outside of just on Sundays to allow God to speak to us. Two, is there something that you're hiding? Not just are you engaging God's word, but is there something that you're trying to hide? And if so, why? Why are you trying to hide that? Number three, then, are you listening? And what I mean by that is, what would the godliest person you know say about this? Those are maybe just three questions that you can answer that'll help you identify maybe a point of Midian, that acceptable amount of rebellion that that you're willing to hold on to. And so we all know that God, he hones Gideon's army down from about 32,000 to about 300. And the idea there is, the reason God does that, he says in verse 2 of chapter 7, is he says, listen, lest Israel boast and say, my own hand has saved me. That takes me back to this whole idea of self-sufficiency. So what we have to do is we have to learn to embrace our inadequacy. We have to do that actively, especially in moments and seasons of prosperity, where we live, the things we have. We can become reliant upon those. When we become reliant upon them, what happens is we tend to think, well, I'm the one who caused these good things to happen. And so what occurs in our lives at times is that God makes us vulnerable to make us useful. So we talked about how it's important to recognize that God's more concerned about your heart than he is about whether or not you get that scholarship offer, or he's more concerned about your character than he is about your 401k numbers, or he's more concerned about your integrity than he is about your security. So God gives Gideon this crazy battle plan, right? Trumpets and jars, so that there's just not going to be any doubt about who delivers Israel. And even then, humble Gideon, who was found threshing wheat in a wine press, who said, I'm a weakling, when God said, no, you're a warrior. Whenever the battle occurs, Gideon says, when it comes the moment to shout, you shout for the Lord and for Gideon. He just adds those three little words there and forget it. It's just that dumb tax drift in our lives that if we don't actively embrace humility by engaging the word, by bringing things that we're hiding out into the light, by involving godly people in our lives, it's inevitable that we're going to drift from prosperity to self-sufficiency. So when you find yourself in difficult circumstances, man, what's really important, we kind of landed on this idea, we cannot judge God by our feelings. As a matter of fact, just the opposite is true. We should judge our feelings by God and understand how God can use difficulty in our lives, whether things happen that feel random or they are the consequences of decisions that we made. And the reason that we can do that, the reason that we can become stronger and fight rebellion in our lives is because Jesus's sacrifice became our freedom. You see, Hebrews 4:15 says, we don't have a high priest who's unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. Jesus knew what it was like to be weak. He intentionally made himself weak on the cross in his identification with us so that we understand that God works through weakness. So maybe today there's an area that you feel like is weakness in your life. Maybe there's an area right now that is an area of difficulty. Maybe you're experiencing consequences because of choices that you've made today that God is working in you to try and identify where you've got just a little bit of acceptable rebellion in your life. So I'm going to pray for us. And then after I pray for us, I want to give you the opportunity to ask God to reveal anything in you that's just a little bit of Midian maybe that you're holding on to. God, it's your kindness to us that you won't deliver us physically from circumstances at times so that you can get at the core issue of what's going on in our hearts. God, we want what is second best. So often we rely on the wrong things. We rely on chemicals and people and situations and circumstances. We rely on public opinion and attention, just the wrong things. And so, God, in moments like this, we're grateful that you won't allow us to lean on those crutches, that you kick them out from underneath us at times to reveal just those acceptable amounts of rebellion. That's not always the case, but Lord, I know it is sometimes. So I pray for us today, God. I pray that we will tear down the altars of our heart, Lord, that we will crush the poles of the enemy in our lives, Lord, and that we will embrace our inadequacy in front of you and say that, God, we need you today as humbly as we can. Humanly speaking, we need you. So God, I pray that you'll bring us the revelation of your Spirit. You take the opportunity now to pray and ask God to reveal himself to you today. Once again, thanks for joining us for the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope you have a great day. Hope to see you back tomorrow.